It's really great to be joined again for a little bit of showbiz news. Courtney Callahan, it's brilliant to have you back on. How are you doing?
I'm good, Louise. How are you? Thanks so much for having me back on. I love coming on.
Good stuff. Now, I know there's a lot to catch up on. There's been a very busy weekend and, of course, week with the BAFTAs and everything. Where are we going to start with what we need to get up to speed on with showbiz this week?
That's it, Louise. It's been non-stop in the showbiz industry in the last few weeks. So the BAFTA Television Awards 2025 took place in London's Royal Festival Hall on this Sunday gone by. And so we've seen stars of the big and small screens, I suppose, attending this ceremony. With loads of Irish stars, which was amazing to see. We got to see snapshots of them all throughout social media. So for any of us who are nosy, who were looking in to see what was everyone wearing, it's so great to have social media that we can see that there's constant check-ins. So we had Nicola Coughlan, who is of course the big star from Galway, and she was starring in Netflix's hit Bridgerton, and she was in the running for a few BAFTAs. So she was in the running for memorable moment at the BAFTA TV Awards, and that was thanks to a fan favorite, I suppose we could call the carriage scene. I don't know if you've seen that, Louise.
Oh my God, I have to say, like I literally when Bridgerton came out and it was her, I suppose, series, I was like hook it to my veins. I thought she did a phenomenal job. And no doubt, I mean, she's teamed up with so many different brands now. She's such an ambassador for, young Irish women, and it's great to see. I think she absolutely smashed her season of Bridgerton.
100%. I think Nicola is so amazing. Like you said there, she is such a good role model for especially, I think, Irish women, and especially if there's any Irish actors coming up to see where she came from and how she's able to get as far as she has. She's doing amazing for herself, and she doesn't limit herself as well. So she also earned a nomination for female performance in a comedy as Maggie in Channel 4's Big Mood, which is like a dark comedy kind of drama series. So you can see like there's serious contrast between that and Bridgerton. So it's amazing that she's able to turn her hand to both things.
Yeah, it is. And I think anytime I've seen her, in interviews or anything like that, she's just so down to earth. She's really open and honest with her answers. She's just a really, really great Irish actor, and it's great to see her do so well.
100%. Now, she wasn't actually the only Derry girl that was on the BAFTAs red carpet. We also seen Siobhan McSweeney, who I just love. I think she is fabulous, and I think she's gas. She's so funny.
She's brilliant. And what I love about Siobhan McSweeney as well, she was doing a bit of a, I suppose she was a hype woman for Nicola as well. There was a time on the BAFTAs red carpet where she was telling the crowd to shout louder. She was just really getting into it. And I think we're going to see lots more from her because she's going to be in the Irish version of The Traitors. I think it's actually finished filming. So it'll be really interesting to see how this goes.
Yes, oh my God, I cannot wait for that to come out. I think it's going to be so good, and it's so mad because you don't know who's going to appear in it. Like, you could see your next door neighbor on it next week. We don't
Yeah, we
know.
actually don't know. It's something that I'm going to really, really try and watch. I've watched the US version, the most recent Traitors, with all of the housewives, and I think there was Britney's ex-husband in it. So if that's anything to go by, I think we're going to have a brilliant bit of viewing with that. And of course, it's going to be in Slane Castle. So who doesn't love that for a bit of a venue? We might even get a bit of a sneaky peek around Slane Castle to see what it's actually like.
Wouldn't that be amazing? I would love that. Now, we also had some Midlands representation at the BAFTAs, Longford's own Maura Higgins. And Maura actually stole the show, so she did. She was wearing a backless, it was kind of a duck egg blue ball gown, and it had a bit of shimmer on the neckline, which was just stunning. We also seen Angela Scanlon, who is releasing a new podcast at the moment with Vicky Pattinson. She was on Geordie Shore, so I think that's going to be a really funny podcast that's up and coming.
That's going to be amazing because I think I can't wait to listen to this. I've listened to loads of stuff with Vicky Pattinson as a guest and all of that kind of stuff. But I think, you know what? There's such a contrast between the two ladies. No doubt it's going to be very entertaining.
That's it, Louise. Like, I wouldn't have actually put them two together, but you
No.
know what? They're so funny in their own right, and they're actually so outspoken as well, which I love. I think they're really strong females, and I think it's going to be great to see them represent, and I suppose whatever it is they want to bring to the table with this podcast, I think they'll both be amazing at it. We also seen Graham Norton. Now, he actually showed off an injured arm at the BAFTAs.
Poor
Poor Graham.
Graham.
We don't know what happened to him, but he was there. He was wearing a lovely black suit, and he also had a sling around his shoulder. So we hope you get better, Graham. We don't know what happened to you. Also then at the BAFTAs was Lola Pettigrew. She wore an all black custom made dress, and it kind of had these falling flowers down the leg. It was beautiful, and she was there with her two co-stars, so Anthony Boyle and Hazel Duke, who are her co-stars from Say Nothing, the Disney Plus TV series, which was absolutely amazing, by the way, as well.
I'm going to have to watch that. I have so many things that I have on my list to watch, but I think I need to put that at the top of the list because I've heard so many good things about it.
You have to. I'm going to be adding to your list now, Louise, every time I talk to
Definitely.
you. Well, here's another thing, actually, speaking of, to add to your list. The Voice US has just released its coaches for the next season, which is going to be season 28.
Amazing. Is there anybody we know on it?
There's a few people we might know. We actually have a Mullingar man, Niall Horan himself, is going to be returning, I suppose, to the panel of coaches. I mean, he has an unbeaten streak because he won the two previous seasons that he coached, and the most recent girl that he coached, Gina Miles, she was an amazing singer. She won. So I actually think there's going to be a bit of pressure on Niall to have another winner in this next season coming up.
What I'm always interested to find out is who's going to be the guest judges, because I know that they get a chance during the show to bring on some really great singers. They're obviously super massive celebrity singers, so it'll be interesting to see who he's going to bring on this season.
I know, and you know, I feel like they always bring someone really unexpected as well. Like, they bring someone out that they're probably friends with for about 20 years now in the industry, and you're like, I never would have put them two together. So it'll be really exciting to see that.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there anything else, I suppose, that we should keep our eyes peeled for? Anything else happening in the celebrity world that maybe you've got an inside scoop on?
Well, it's really exciting, actually. One of our favourite, well, he's one of my favourite anyways, frontmans from the band Codeline, Steve Garrigan, has actually gotten married. So he's normally quite private on social media, but we've been able to get some insight, of course, and we've seen that he has gotten married to she's his now wife, Diana, and they had a beautiful ceremony over the weekend. They were dating for over a decade and they got engaged. It was Christmas time in or around during the winter in 2023. So we were all patiently waiting to see, were they going to share any snaps on social media? And lo and behold, they did. So the newlyweds shared an official photo from their wedding, and it's a beautiful photo of the two of them outside looking up at the fireworks in the sky. Now, we don't know where they got married, but I've no doubt it was somewhere really luxurious and beautiful.
Yeah, definitely. I know after, interviewing Codeline a couple of times, such a nice guy, and he's always so courteous, and really, really nice with his time as well. So I definitely wish them all the best. That sounds fab.
It's fab, and like that, it's so nice to see two people getting married. It's a nice good news story. It's great to see it. And look, we hope that we see a few more snaps possibly over the social media throughout the week, with guests that might have been there. And I think it would be fabulous to get a nice picture of the wedding dress because I love fashion, so it'd be great to see the dress and I suppose who designed it.
Yeah, I'm definitely eyes and ears peeled for any more on that wedding. Courtney, of course, you join us to keep us up to speed on showbiz and what's been happening in celeb land. But if anybody wants to catch up on anything you're getting up to yourself, or even if they want to check out any stories that you've been writing or all of the social media, where is the best place that people can go?
So they can find me on TikTok and on Instagram at Fusion Fashion and Entertainment. And we'll have the whole lot there, all the exclusives ready for everyone to view.
Oh, brilliant, Courtney. It's always a pleasure to have a chat to you. I love catching up on all of the celebrity gossip. And listen, we'll no doubt have a talk to you again very, very soon.
Thanks so much, Louise.